Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Eirvin daf Nuntes 59, as we are on Nunches Mabez. In the last daf here in Perek Ketzem Mishtatfin, our last Perek in the eighth Perek here in Eirvin. So we are on Nunches Mabez as we discuss Ketzad Mishtatfin, as we know, had all the issues with water, as we have been talking about over the past couple of days. Yesterday we had a fascinating machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is there any Reish Lakish in the entire world? Right, there's Shita that Reish Lakish says, maybe there's no Reish Lakish in Olam Hazeh, because if you keep going, then you'll be surrounded by mountains, and maybe only in Olam Abba, when the Pasuk says in Yeshayo that everything's going to be flattened. You know, then there'll be a Reish Lakish. We spoke about, does that mean that mitzvahs, obviously the mitzvahs aren't going to change, but the conditions, and then we had a machlokas about how far Rabbi Yossi Shita goes, Rabbi Yossi who says that a mechitza tluya works in sukkah, does that work in Shabbos? Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it does not work in Shabbos. That was Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom of Amud Aleph. And all these other shitas on Amud Beis, Nun Ches Amud Beis, reflected that Rabbi Yossi holds his shita even in sukkah, because we connected Rabbi Yossi shita to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah later on at Daf Sama Gimel, by Ksharim HaMufulashim, and to Rabbi Hananya that allowed Kitzutzra, as we just said, he was one that allowed making the horizontal floors into vertical walls as part of the imaginary walls. Good. Then in the middle of Nun Ches Mabez, we quoted, we're in the middle of this, Rabbi Yavo, or the name of Rabbi Yossi, who said, Hada, that which we said in the Mishnah, we had balconies, one above the other, when the Mishnah said that if the above balcony makes a mechitza. We said, remember, Rashi, Rashba, makes a mechitza. Let's say it makes a mechitza under its floor or above. Let's say under its floor. That works. So if the bottom one didn't make a mechitza, then the Mishnah says it still doesn't work. Right? The upper one cannot take water from the sea. So Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yavab Hashem Rabbi Yossi says, that's only a problem if you're going through the bottom one. If there's a hole in the bottom one and a hole in the top one and you're going straight through. But if you're going derech on the side, and in the upper one, just lower the pail on its side, and when it brings up water, it passes next to the airspace of the lower one, says Rabbi Yossi, that's not a problem. Airspace next to the lower one is not called a separate reshus, and therefore, one would be allowed to do that. And then the Gemara quoted a brisa to support this. And we're going to have two interpretations of the brisa. So far, what do we do? The first interpretation of the brisa, which is a proof to what we just said, Rabbi Yossi. Let's read that proof again. V'tani Kain. Let's start with V'tani Kain. Again, a little more than halfway down on Nun Ches Mabez. V'tani Kain. And the Braisa supports this view of Rabbi Yossi, that when the Mishnah says that the upper one could take from the upper one cannot take from the bottom one, even though the upper one made a mechitz and the bottom one did not, that's only if you're going straight through the hole in the bottom one and through the top one. But if you're going on the side, it's okay. That's what the Avol Mishamish Ben Achatzer Lagag Ve'en Achoshesh. That's what it means. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. I'm sorry. So V'tani Kein. Shal, because we have this Sabraisa. Shalosh Kitzotz Riozu Al Gabizu. Because if you have three, one on top of another, you have three in a Achatzer, right? Nothing to do with water. You have three balconies, one on top of the other. The top one and the bottom one are owned by the same person. The middle one is owned by a different person. So the Braisa says, also l'shavish b'dal yarno tachtona derech haim soes. So if I want to take something from my bottom, if I'm in the top balcony, I want to take something that I left in the bottom one, but I'm going to go through the top one. I can't go through the middle one because it belongs to somebody else. So if I didn't make an erev with them, also l'shavish b'dal yarno tachtona derech haim soes. I will mishtamish minachatzel agag minachoshesh, but I could use minachatzel agag. What does that mean, minachatzel agag? What does that mean? So the first interpretation is exactly a proof to what we're saying. Amar Shua Bar Rav Yitzchak, Hada Datmar. This is exactly what is said, Mi Bifnim. When do we say that it's usher to go Derech Emsoes? That's only if you're going straight through and there's a hole in all of them and you're going from the bottom one through the middle one to the top one. Aval Michutz Mutter, switch the Gersa. But if you're going on the side, it's Mutter. So if that's what the Bryce is saying, so it's exactly the same case. That's a case of a three balcony one, not to do with water. And we're talking about one, two balcony with water, but it's the same idea. And according to that interpretation, according to Rav Shlomo Rav Yitzchak, that would be a proof. Rabbi Zeira Amar, three lines from the bottom, but Rabbi Zeira, no. That's not what the Bryce means. I think Rabbi Zeira would say, airspace next to a private area could be assigned to that private area, and therefore it would be a problem. and just going on the side would not help. Rav Zira Amar Beinim Bechus Beinim Befnim Aser. It would be Aser. End of interpretation. Aye, what does he do with the Seifa? Right, the Seifa, the Braisa says is Mutter. It must be a case that you are bringing up not right next to the airspace of the Midawah. Maybe you're going out a little bit. Maybe you have an extension of a board, and then you lower your pail on the other side of that extension. So it's not exactly next to the airspace. But either way, according to Rabbi Zeira's interpretation, this price would not be a support. And the Gemara says, Masnisa pliga al, we'll go with the carbonatus girsa, flip the girsa. The following brisa argues on Rabbi Chanina bar Yitzchak, on the first interpretation of the brisa. Meaning, according to the interpretation that says, airspace is not a problem. Why? Because of the following brisa. Mishal Shalin, Kederes Basra, Me'al Gabe Haziz. What happens? This is the case. Somebody has, lives in the upstairs apartment. And he's lowering, and he's lowering a pot to the yard. So he's lowering it down, and there's a beam that's in the middle. You don't have to go all the way down. So he goes from the upstairs, the apartment, and he'll lower the pot onto the beam, and then he'll lower the beam, from the pot from the beam onto the yard. The problem is, along the way, there are people who live in the lower floors. So I'm going to be lowering my pot going next to the lower floors. Is that going to ruin my ability to bring my pot? Let's say I'm gone, no, it's sukkah. So let's say the sukkah is downstairs. I'm lowering the soup, you know, from the upstairs and down. So going next to the windows of that belong to somebody else, would that ruin it? That's the case. That's the brisa. Mishal shlo kederes basra al gabei haziz. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to lower the pot of the meat pot, the al gabei haziz, from on the beam. Shegavoa asara v'rachava arba. That is the beam itself is his own rishus. That is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. Im haisa chalon bein time. So about tvachim aser. But if there is a significant window of 4 by 2 tvachim between the beam and the chatzer, so as the pot goes down from the beam to the chatzer, it's going to pass by this window. Aser shein mishdamshin me rishus la rishus derech rishus. Because you can't go from one rishus to another rishus derech another rishus. What's going on here? What do you mean another rishus? I'm just going by the airspace of the window. Ah, it must be, the brisa seems to say, that airspace next to a window, which we might say is noach tashmishte of the window, is easy to use. I can just stick my hands out. Maybe we'll assign that area to the people inside, and therefore I wouldn't be able to go through. So doesn't this prove against Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak's interpretation of the previous brisa, which is the way that Rabbi Yavom Shem Rabbi Yossi interpreted our Mishnah? So ma avela Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, don't we have a problem? Patar la b'shave. It must be no. In the brisa, you know the case is where the beam is right next to the window. It's not that you have the window in between your lowering area. So it's just talking about airspace. We're talking about a beam that's right outside the window on the same level. B'shave. So that's not about airspace. That's about an extension. That's like a window sill, right? So it's like, so that's not nothing to do with us. That Bryce says, therefore, don't bring a kasha whether the airspace is going to be assigned, because that's about shove. That's about the beam right next to the window, not about airspace to the window. Okay. Good. Kederes Basar. We talk a lot about Hilchos Shabbos with Basar, but not going to get to that right now. We'll see if there's time after. Says the next Mishnah. So still talking about water, but we've been talking about the last couple of Mishnayos drawing water. Now let's talk about pouring water. What's pouring water? I'm in a yard. I live in a house in a yard, and I have a lot of wastewater. I don't know. We did in Tilos Yadayim, and I have all this water, indoor plumbing. So I have all this big water in a bowl. I don't want to pour it out. I'm going to pour it out. So normally, maybe what would I do? I would take the water from my house and go into my yard and go out to the street and dump it in the street. Problem is, you can't go. You can't pour water from the yard to the street. So what do I do? I'm going to pour it into my yard. I put it in my yard and it'll go into the street. Is that allowed? Am I allowed to just pour the water straight into my yard and then it'll go into the street? It says the Mishnah, depends how big your yard is. If your yard is tiny, then it's going to be considered as if you poured it into the street. Or people might think, again, it's not going to be a daraisa. If I pour my water into my own yard and then it goes into the street, that at most is even in my yard is Rishuz Yachin, that's Rishuz Rabban, that's Grama. That's at most a Durabanan, because I'm pouring it into my yard. And then it's going to go into the street. And at most, psikresha be'isser drabanan is usually mutter. Right, Psik Resha, remember the old schlocks on top of the sukkahs that you had after it rained and you rolled them in the water? So if it went and fell onto the grass directly when you took it off, that's a problem. That's Psik Resha. It's watering, Zoraya. Mashke Mayim L'Zoraim. But let's say it's going to hit the cement first and then it's going to go onto the grass. That's Mutter. I have no kavana to water the grass. Psik Resha. My kavana is just to pour it all onto the cement. Psik Resha, Aide Grama, is Mutter. So here your kavana is just to dump it onto your yard. It's not to go. So it's not going to be a daraisa. But the issue here is going to be how we're going to get to later on. Maris Ayin, people are going to think that you poured the water so it should go directly out. Even if it's grama, maybe it's not psik resha. That's your kavana. You don't want it sticking in your yard. So the Mishnah says, chatzar shi b'chusa b'arba amos. If you have a chatzar that's less than 4 amos, 4 by 4 amos, less than 16 square amos, ein shofchin l'tocha mayim b'shabbos. You can't pour water straight in there. You can't pour water straight into the yard on Shabbos. Why? Ela imkein asala uka machzekas asayim. Unless you dig a pit. You have to dig a pit somewhere in your yard that holds 2 sa'ah. The Gemara is going to say that's the average water usage of a family on Shabbos. 2 sa'ah. So you have enough that really the water could go into that pit on Shabbos. Min aneke v'lamatan. Right? It can hold 2 sa'ah from the surface. Min aneke v'lamatan. Beimi mifnim, beimi machutz. But you're allowed to put this pit either in your yard or right next to your yard, even in Rishas Rabbim. Even Rishas Rabbim. Again, you're not pouring it into there. But the pit, the water is going to go straight into the pit. It's not going to go straight into Rishas Rabbim, because this pit is, deep. Ela shmi bachutz sorach likmar. If it's just outside the border, in Rishas Rabbim, then you have to cover it. And that would make it into a makom ptur. And that's why it would be okay. If it's inside the borders, then you don't have to. That it's in your rishos. It's rishos yachid. And that's it. So this is, again, it's sorach derabanan. That the rabbanan required for you to do so that it doesn't look like you're pouring the water out. There is a machlokes in the rishonim and the machlokes in the shulchan aruch. Does this apply only if right outside your chatzer is a rishos harabim? Right, or even if it's a karmelis, which would be a pile on another derabanan. So that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Nun Zayin, Siv Gimel, Bamedra Mamurim Kshamayim, the previous Siv quoted this halacha about pouring the water in the yard. Bamedra Mamurim Kshamayim Yotzim Lurshas Arabim. Avon Hoyo Yotzim, La Karmelis, Mutulishbroch Api Abiv, Afilu Bimosachama. Going into a karmelis, that would be another derabanan, a couple layers of derabanan, and therefore there wouldn't be an issue. The Rama says, Yesh Omrim Dein Chilik, what? It's a far-fetched chash drabanan. Yeah, but once they asserted it, they asserted it. The ain chilik ben karmelis or shes arabim. There's no chilik. No chilik in that case. Okay. Well, again, a lot of more details there. But that's that. So that's the first case. Next, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Biv shehu kamer arba amos b'rishos arabim. If you have a gutter, let's say, like we have gutters on the houses that bring the water, the rainwater off the roof, onto the gutter, and then it takes it away from the house. And let's say it takes it into Rishas Rabbim. Is that okay? The water is going to go out, and so the Mishnah says that if the first four amos in Rishas Rabbim is covered, then it's okay. Then it's okay because that area is a makom ptur. So even if it's going from your Rishus to a makom ptur, it's okay. You're allowed to pour water directly into that gutter, not just the rainwater, and then it goes out, because then there's a four amos, so to speak, mechitza, before. The Chacham say you cannot pour water directly into that biv, because it's going to be too strong. The current, when it goes out, and again, as we're going to see, people are going to think that you poured it directly out to go out to the street. Right, so that's for, you could pour it, as we'll see, you could pour it onto your roof, and then it'll go into the gutter, and then it'll go out, because that won't be as much of a rush of the flow. So that's what you're allowed to do. Period. The Gemara is going to talk about each of these cases. We're just getting through them. If you have a yard, and right next to the yard, you have, I think the fancy English word is the portico, or just means an area that's roofed without walls. It's like a nice, outdoor area right in front of your yard, those two areas could combine to be the 4x4 amos. Remember, if your yard is 4x4 amos, you don't need any hole dug, any ditch dug to catch the water. It's only if it's less than 4x4 amos. So the Mishnah says, you have a yard and the achsadra in front of it, so that could combine for the 4 amos. Period. Shtei daitos zu keneged zu. You have a chatzer in the middle, which is a small chatzer. It's not 4x4 amos. And it's between two balconies, right? Two people live on two sides of the yard, and you have balconies. And what are they going to do? They're going to, you know, pour some water going from their balcony to the chatzer. And let's say, Mefarshim explained, Tosfos explains that it's not going straight, right? If they didn't make an Erev, then they can't pour really directly from their balcony to the chatzer. In between, if the two people didn't make an Erev there. So Tosfos says, Tosfos, daf pei tesem an aleph. The Gemara doesn't say this condition, but Tosfos there, pei tesem an aleph. We're talking about a case where they're pouring it onto their own balcony, and that's going to go down to the chatzer. So it's not going to be direct. That's what it must be talking about. So says the, that's what Tosfos says. Did Tomar, well, let's read the Mishnah, then we'll read Tosfos. So what's the halacha? Shtei the other zu k'neged zu. Miksasa na su'uga, mitasa lo su'uga. So one balcony family, they made an uka, right, a ditch on the bottom. Right, remember, it's not a 4x4 ama chatzer, so you need a ditch. So one family made a ditch on their side in the chatzer, underneath, let's say, their balcony, and the other one didn't. Miksasa lo su'uga. So the Mishnah says, Esra su'uga butarin. The side that made the uka, the one side that made the hole, that is, they're mutter to pour their water off. And the ones who didn't are usur. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. So it asks, Tosfos, what do you mean, even at the side that made the uka? Isn't it usur drabanan? You're pouring directly from your private rishus into the chaser. So Tosfos says, it must be talking about a case where it's not, you're not pouring it directly, right? Vitar, I feel low air vush, try by a lesser u. Right, they didn't their chamdan asr in this case where it's not direct. So the Mishnah says, the side that made the uka, you're allowed to. Even though, what do you mean? You might say that I'm gonna pour it from my side and it's gonna go to your ditch. No, the whole thing is Atsorach Rabbanan, and we said if you did your work and you made your uka, so then we'll allow you. But if you didn't, and there's not enough in that uka for both of your families, then we're going to ask you for pouring the water, right? What's the also potential issue for the other side? Look at the Karban Eda. Last comment on the Mishnah. De isharis lu lahani ay de uka dahanach. If you allow Shimon's family to pour it because Reuven's family made the hole, what might they do? I'm Reuven. I made the ditch. I'm just going to pour it off. It's going to go right into my ditch. But you're on the other side. You're like, oh, I want to use his ditch. So what might you do? I can't reach the ditch from my, so I'm going to go and carry my kelim into the chatzer and go over to the other side to pour my water into his ditch. That'll be an issur drabanan. Right? And that's why we only allow the one that made it and not the one that didn't make it. Good. What if they both made an uka? If they both made an uka, then it's all mutter. That's what the Pnei Moshe says in the first wide line in the Pnei Moshe. V'hu adin, im also elu ve'elu uka, kol achas b'shem shochal uka shalohan. Avo b'shelo irvu. Even though they make an Erev. And again, Tosfos' comment, top Tosfos, Pei Tesem and Aleph, they were not talking about directly into the ukas. We're talking about onto their porch, and then it will then go onto the ukas. Many different cases here we have in the Mishnah, and there are comments on most of the lines here. Again, these are all within the world of the Rabbanans. It also, again, doesn't allow us to get into it now, but some of these sound like Zerul Xeris. Some of them sound like Zerul Xeris. There's a couple of steps. You can't do this because you might come to do this, which is what we just described. They can't pour it into the uka. They can't pour it into the other person's uka because they might have to carry their kelim in the chatzer, which is an issur rabbanan in itself. So there's always like the Gemara always answers numerous times. It's all gzeir achasi. All gzeir achasi. Tosfos the Rambam. We read this Rambam. Pirshei Mishnayos and Shabbos. I think it's in the fourth parak where the Rambam says there's never a problem of gzeir l'gzeira if it's all at one time. Gzeir means if at one time in history Chazal made an issur rabbanan, and then 100 years later the rabbis want to say, you know what, we're going to make something else usur because you might come to do what the previous rabbi said is usur. That you can't do because you only make gzeiras usur mishmeres l'mishmarati. You can make a gzeira to a daraisa, not to a drabbanan. But if at one time the rabbi said we have to forbid both of these actions because if we allow A, then you're for sure going to do B, and B is usur mishum issur Torah, that's not called gzeira. That's kulachad gzeirahi. That's one stage. And therefore, that will be allowed. So I guess that's what you have to say in some of these cases here as well. Okay. So says the Gemara, getting back. So what was the minimum shear? If it's 4 by 4 amos, then you don't need a ditch. If it's less, then you need a ditch that holds, sasayim. So says the Gemara, shiaru, we skip makom, shiaru tashmish la'andav sasayim. So we estimate that the usage, right, the daily family usage is 2 sa. The 4 amos mavlio sasayim. And if the whole chatzar is 4 amos, that would absorb this satayim without it going out. Says the Gemara, a double mach, 2 machlokos. And then we'll connect the two. Nikvah ha'uka. What if you did the uka, you did exactly what you're supposed to do? But then all of a sudden, I don't know, after a couple of weeks, your uka gets, your ditch gets like a hole in it, and the water goes straight to Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't hold in. Is that okay? Your uka basically doesn't work now. What's the Gemara asking? Does an uka really have to work? That's basically the question. Or is it that as long as you make your uka, you did a hecker that it's Shabbos and you don't want to pour the water directly in and people probably will see your uka. So it doesn't really have to work as long as it worked once. That's really the question. So, nikva ha'uka. Is tani ain't tzarach lapuk? One opinion says you don't have to fix it. You don't have to stuff it up the hole. Is tani tzarach lapuk? One machlokas. Next one. Nismales ha'uka. Right, what happens? Even before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos all of a sudden. I built an uka a few weeks ago, but you know what? It rained yesterday. So the uka's full. The uka's full. Does that matter? If the uka's full, can I like not use it because I know none of the water is going in there? So again, is Tani Tzarach Lishpok? One says you got to pour out the water that's in there beforehand. Viz Tani Ain Tzarach. The other one says you don't have to. Otherwise, you don't have to. So what are these about? So Gemara says, Am Rebbe Mana Chatanuhu. This is really one issue. This is really one issue. Man demar tzarech lafuk, according to one who says you have to fill up the holes, oser lishpach, he would say you can't pour it in if it's already full. Man demar ein tzarech lafuk, mutar lishpach, and according to one who says you don't have to stuff up the holes, he would allow you to pour it in even if it's full. Why? Again, because the second opinion would hold, it's mishum hecker. And once you made the hecker, so then it's okay. You don't have to worry about it. If you look in, one more line. Amalei Reb Chiya Bar Meria Hachi. I'm going to switch the girsa to the Karban Eida. Hachi Avi Reb Yonah Avuch. This is what Reb Yonah, your father, Havi Bey, told me. This is what he told me exactly. That is all one issue. If you look at Rabbeinu Yehonah's son, Rabbeinu Yehonah's son is one of the Rishonim on Rishonim Lunel. We have Rishonim Lunel on Erevin. So he asks here. Vim Tomar Kivan Shauka Malei Apis Hasayim V'Nismali BeErev Shabbos Hech Yishbach Shofrav Shem Shabbos. How could you have that shita? The whole point of the uka is to allow water to go into it a little bit, and it's full. V'yesh lomar shebe'erev Shabbos lo yishpach sham klal. You can't pour anything in the erev Shabbos. Shari yochal lo tziyam l'rishis ravim lo zorkam sham. V'nim says shebe'uka ain sham mayim klal. So on erev Shabbos, you shouldn't pour anything in there. V'shofresh lo yachzer gosam uka shalo. But even if it gets full, you're allowed to pour. Even if it gets full on Shabbos, even though the water will go to rishis ravim. Nimsa Shivas Yukaso Sham Yasu Anacha Usana Mayim Tchila Buka Kodim Shadow Shabim Flamishkaka Olam Diki Sura Daraisa. The whole thing you remember is that is a daraisa. You're gonna pour water in, some of the water in there is gonna go out, and some of the water is going to substitute for the water that's in there. Kiva de Milsa de Lo Shricha he should take Malaya, Mayor of Shabbos, Kivish Yachal Shafchan, Rushasarabim. Generally, you know, it's not a Milsa de Shricha, because then it's gonna be full, because you're gonna pour your water out to the street, because you know you want it to be a little empty. Lamaisa, he said, it's a little tricky that even if it's full, it's going to be mutter. But remember, we're talking here about Yisurei Derabanan, and therefore it will be okay. Says the Gemara, Ketifris mi bifnim. The Gemara tells us, what if you have a chatzer that is not flat? It's sloped. It's inclined. It's inclined outward. Mi bifnim is from the inside to the outside. So then, afilu yoser me aser, switch the word, aser. If you have a chatzer that's tilted, that's sloped outward, then says the Gemara, even if your chatzer is more than 10, it's a madrone, to use the word of the Chabad Eda, it's a problem, because then if you can't go by the regular shiurim, because the water is going to go out quicker. And mi bachutz, if it's tilted inward, afilu pachas me arba mutter, that even less than 4 by 4 would be mutter. So basically, if it's not flat, so then there should be other measurements, how you measure how big the chatzer has to be. You're right. The Mishnah is talking about a flat. A flat chatzer, then you go by 4 amos, that's the shear, and it has to hold base asayim in the hole. But if it's tilted, if it's sloped, either out or in, so then the shear would be different. Period. Says the Gemara, there's a machlokas out there that we don't exactly know where it is. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish with the carbon edik holds here. Are you allowed to count two reshuyos together if they're on different levels? They're separated a little bit. You have two levels. Let's say you have a field and there's like a step in the field. Are you allowed to count the two levels of the field together? That's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Masisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that you're not allowed to combine them, the Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Hachazav ha-chatzajah b'staf from barba amos. What did our Mishnah say towards the second half? The Mishnah said, to make the four amos in the chatzer, to see whether it's four amos, you're allowed to combine the yard and the achsadra. Isn't the achsadra not exactly on the same level as the chatzer, right? It's like a little up, a little down. The Gemara says, who says? Patla b'shaveh. Yeah, talking about a case where they're on the same level. Same level, so it's not a problem. Next, Matisa pliga Reish Lakish. There's a Tosefta that argues, here it means, even on Reish Lakish. Meaning Reish Lakish, who says that different levels could combine, but even he would say two different levels very far apart from each other will not be able to combine. And what does this Tosefta say? Hamer Peses Hagag V'achat B'Savim Rabba Amos. Wow. A roof and a yard can combine for the four Amos of the Chatzar. A roof? Even Reish Lakish would not allow a substantial major amount between the two. So if I have a chatzer, that's two amos, and I have a roof, that's going to combine for four amos. I can pour the water into the floor, right? So obviously, how does that work? Amar Reb Chananya, yeah, odi b'shaveh. Yeah, we're talking about a case where maybe you have a chatzer that is above. You have a much lower area, and you have a roof on a lower area of your property, and the roof is equal on the same level as the yard that's higher up. Okay. Dalacha shukeid. I'll prove it to you. Because there's another brisa that says exactly the opposite. Detani, habayis valiyah v'achad v'achsadra, ein mitstarfin. Lo b'she'in an shavin. And he put these two together. One says mitstarfin, one says ein mitstarfin. It must be the first case is where they're on the same level. The second case is where they're on a different level. That's why it will be a problem. Period. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, she'in amru davar echad. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold within the same shita, which who's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov from our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we just had in our Mishnah, Ditanin, and he's the one that said, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Biv Shekomer Arba Amos Birshas Arabim. If you have a, remember the gutter? The gutter that you goes out to the street, and the first four amos of the gutter is covered. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you can pour water directly into your gutter, next to your, in your house, on top of your house, next to your house, and it goes straight into the street, as long as it's covered. Shofre bo mayim b'shabbos. The Chum Omer, what the Chum say in the Mishnah? No, afilu gago chatzar me'ama. Even if it's a huge, very long gutter, you can't pour it directly into the gutter because it's going to go out too hard. People are going to think that you want to send it out. You got to pour it onto your roof first, and then it'll go into the gutter and then go out. Lo yishchol bi'abiv. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov allows you to pour it directly into the gutter. So and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya says that Rabbi Meir is within the world of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Which Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir's Tatani. Rabbi Meir in the following. Silono shebekrachin. These are also enclosed drain pipes. Silonos shebekrachin. The enclosed drain pipes of the cities, afalpi shenikuvin, even though at the end there's a hole and it goes out to the street, yishbok l'tochavayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to pour the water directly in, divrei Meir. It's exactly the same sheet that it was in Yaakov. Right, as long as you have a covered pipe, so then you can pour water directly in it, even though it's going to end up in Rishos Rabim, it is okay. Vitani, period. Vitani kei. What's Vitani King going on? So the Pnei Moshe says, again, Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, we usually have like the part of the Mishnah quoted that the Gemara is commenting on. But the Yerushalmi is just straight. Doesn't quote it. So you have to just look at the Mefarshim, what is going on. So Vitani King is going on the Chachamim. The Chachamim who say, you can't pour it directly into the gutter. You have to pour it onto the roof. And then it goes into the gutter, says the, expanding on the Rabbanan Shita, there imhaisa mazchela mutter. If there is a mazchela, there are two different types of gutter pipes. There's one that after it goes off the roof, it horizontally goes next to the house, which kind of slows it down before it goes out to the street. Or it's all a vertical pipe that, boom, and it goes out to the street. So the Rabbanan would agree that in Haisa Mazchela, if it's a horizontal pipe mutter, you can pour it directly into that pipe. Because by the time it gets out to the street, it's going to be a slower flow. And people are going to think that you poured it directly out there to go out. And if it's also the rainy season, then mutter. Then it's always mutter, for sure, even by a vertical pipe. Why? Because there's water gushing out of there the whole time, the whole rainy season. So people are going to think that it's your water that you poured out. It's the rain. So either if it's the rainy season, or if it's a horizontal, that would be That would be allowed. But sinoros, but in a non-rainy season, and we're talking about a vertical pipe. So basically, what's going into that water, right? Only your rushing water. So then the Rabbanan would say, sinoros makalchen boasos. Then you're not allowed to put it in, straight into that pipe. Because again, the Chacham say you got to pour it into your roof, and then it can go into the pipe. But Bar Kapara says, if it's a private area, it's mutter anyway. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to see. Gemara says, Hada pliga Rav. This Bar Kapara must be against Shitas Rav. Rav, who we know from elsewhere. The Les Lekiyim. And what does Les Lekiyim mean? Rav doesn't have a leg to stand on in the face of Bar Kapara's Braisa. The Rav Amar, Kol She'asar, Mishamar Asayin, Afilu B'chad V'chadar Masar. Rav holds something Asar Mishamar Asayin is Asar, even if it's in the private. It's not just a chash of somebody seeing, even if nobody's going to see, it's still Asar. So, Ein Lakiyim. All the Achronim wonder that, you read this Braisa, it sounds like Rav is knocked out. You look in other sugyas of Maris Ayin, there seems to be a Machlokas Tanoim about Rav's issue. So Rav has a Kiyim. So Gemara must mean, Rav doesn't have a Kiyim to Bar Kapara, but he might have a Kiyim, you know, to other Brises. Just read this. You can't just read this this Gemara. But again, this is obviously a huge topic, as we know, of Maris Ayin, the relationship of Maris Ayin and Chshad. How do you put those two together? Is there Maris Ayin by an Isser Derabanan? There is an Aruch HaShulchan. Again, we're not going to do the whole sugya now. But the Machlokas, Ramah, Shach, in the beginning of Hilchos Basar V'Chalav and Yoredeya, about whether there's Maris Ayin on an Isser Derabanan. But the Aruch HaShulchan has a comment, you want to just look it up if you never saw it, I think we mentioned before, in Yoredeya, Pei Zayin, Te Zayin, to answer some steers. He says, even if you want to say there is no Maris Ayin by an Isser Derabanan, like the Pashas of the Shach, of the Ramah, in Simen Pei Zayin, but in Hilchos Shabbos, Isurei Derabanan are on a different level. And he quotes this from the Ramban in Parshas Emor, where the Ramban discusses the Shvusim, they have a different name. Isurei Derabanan of Shabbos are called Shvusim, based on the word Shabbason. They have a different name. It's not just Mitzvah Derabanan. They're Isurei Derabanan that help create the Mitzvah Daraisa of Shabbason. So those Isurei Derabanan might have more stature. And therefore, even if you say Maris Ayin doesn't apply by other Isurei Derabanan, the Aruch HaShulchan says maybe they would apply to Isurei Derabanan of Shabbos. That's the Aruch HaShulchan, Pei Zayin, Te Zayin, here in Yoredeya. Okay, a lot more, but we will stop here in Erevin, Ad Kan, Rad Hadra, La Perk, Kreitz, Mishtatfin. Two more Prakim left here in Mesechas Erevin.